This is Isaiah Stevens, guard for the CSU Rams, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Colorado State, I think we can say, I mean, are we going to say 100% chance now that they're going dancing? They got the win that they really needed over San Jose State yesterday, 72-62. Now they'll look to get some revenge on the Nevada Wolfpack tonight in the second round of the Mountain West tournament. Kevin Lytle joining me now from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and live again from Las Vegas. Kevin, man, yesterday was probably wild, but today, look at all these matchups. You got Nevada, CSU tonight coming up. You got, well, there's Fresno, Utah State, whatever. UNLV, San Diego State, and Boise State, New Mexico. I mean, this second round is where it's at, my friend.
Absolutely. I was talking to some CSU fans who this is their first time in Vegas for the Mountain West tournament. And, yeah, they really enjoyed yesterday. And I was saying, yeah, I think there's an argument, especially this year when the league is so deep, that the quarterfinal day is the best day. I mean, four games, like you say, three of them are, you know, A-level college basketball games amongst, you know, NCAA tournament teams, you know, and one that really needs a win to make sure they're that. So this is a really exciting day from, you know, a little over an hour from now when it starts until late tonight. Just a feast of fantastic basketball. I would be surprised if we don't have some crazy games here.
So, Kevin, with that win over San Jose State, are we confident now? The Rams have, and I guess we can't say officially, but are we at like 100% yet? They've punched it, 99%? Yeah. How do we feel?
No, absolutely. Put the deadbolt on that thing. You know, you can start printing the T-shirts. CSU is going dancing.
Yeah, regardless of what happens against Nevada. So, I get it. Everybody wants, you know, you want to win this tournament. It would be awesome to be the Mountain West tournament champs. All that would be great. How much of this is like, do you go all in? Like, is there just this focus of we are going to win this tournament? And I know they're going to try no matter what, but the biggest thing for me is getting into the dance. You've accomplished that. How do you think this Rams team approaches tonight's game mentally?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, I think this is going to be a free and loose CSU team because Nico Medved even admitted it yesterday. Not that they're, you know, were heavy under the pressure of, you know, the resume or anything, but the last three games, you know, Wyoming, Air Force, and San Jose State, you know, he said, let's be real. We know what those games were. And by that, he means, you know, can't lose games that, you know, weren't really good for your resume, but all pressure was on CSU to handle them because if you lost them, it could be really damaging. And that's a weird type of pressure to have. And now that's off. CSU knows, you know, they're not going to really talk that much about it, but they know they're in. And so, yeah, I think it's a team that now can just kind of play like themselves. And it'll be interesting to see what that looks like. You know, that doesn't guarantee success or anything like that. But I think there's a team that's now just going to be pretty comfortable and confident and try and make a run at this thing.
Yeah, that's a great point because really for the last, you know, all of March, every game we've looked at and said, ooh, you probably need to win this one if you want to make sure you're going to get into the big dance. I mean, it seems like we've been saying that for several weeks, especially after the Nevada game. You looked at it and said, okay, Wyoming and Air Force, they got to find a way to get done. So there's been a lot of pressure on Colorado State the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely. And just the way the schedule fell, it was, like I say, mostly games that can only hurt you. They can't really help you. And so, you know, that, like I say, players are aware. Like, yeah, they, you know, they try and tune out and, you know, kind of ignore some of the social media and everything, but it's impossible to ignore it all. You're human beings. You know, they're students, they go to class, and they got their, you know, their buddy sitting next to them in class saying, well, hey, I was reading that, you know, you guys are on the bubble or whatever. You know, it's unavoidable, which is, you know, one of the thrills of March Madness, but, you know, it also makes it tricky. So, yeah, I think there's a team now that can kind of just be loose and comfortable, and, you know, they're on the other side now. They're supposed to lose tonight.
Yeah, I think last I looked, Nevada was a 2.5-point favorite in this one. Let's look back at that game last night against the Spartans. Wasn't a perfect game by any stretch for the Rams, but at the end they handled it. A couple of things that stood out, obviously Joel Scott, 18 points. He was really good. And then Joe Palmer was red hot from the 3-point line. It was a good thing because nobody else really was.
Yeah, exactly. At one point, I think CSU was 2 of 11 from three, and the only makes were Joe Palmer. You ended up, Nick Clifford hit one late, which is huge. Isaiah Stevens hit one at one point. But yeah, Palmer, and you know, he's a guy, obviously, 3-point shot making is sort of his, you know, ticket to playing time. You know, he does other things, you know, plays with his hair on fire, but you know, that's his, you know, A quality. But it hasn't been. He had gone 5 straight games without a three, and he was 3 for his last 20 overall. He hadn't hit multiple threes in a game since January. So, you know, slump isn't even the right word. That's a pretty prolonged absence of shot making. And he hit his first one. And what I love about Joe Palmer is, man, he doesn't hide it. He doesn't play it too cool. He shows and tells you how he feels. And he said after the game, you know, that first one went in, and he goes, finally, thank God. And then, he hit 4 of them that, you know, he says CSU, you know, for his 2-year career, high in points and 3-pointers made. He had a big block in there, too. He really sparked CSU. Isaiah Stevens said after the game, you know, we don't win without Joe Palmer, and I totally agree.
Well, and now we look forward to this Nevada game, Kevin. They've lost both of their games, and one of the rare instances where CSU lost at home to Nevada, and of course we all remember how that one went down.
Yeah, did anything notable happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you read the AI. I think we talked about it. The AI article.
Oh,
that
yeah. Oh gosh, that was the AI.
Lucas just hit a 3 shot, yeah, to win it, and it's like, yeah, from like China, he hit the 3, but that one's obviously going to be there. Nevada got them both times this year, and that, again, that was kind of rare for CSU. Yep. So looking at this one tonight, talk to us about that matchup. Obviously, Lucas is a special player. Yeah. Nevada's had a great season.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's sort of the two obvious sides of this coin. There's the one, it's pretty hard to beat a good team 3 times, and that's what Nevada's trying to do. But there's the other of, you know, Jared Lucas is kind of owned CSU, and does he continue that? Obviously, they have other great players. I mean, Keenan Blackshear, Nick Davidson. But with what Lucas did in the 2 games, he's the highlight. So, really fascinating matchup. You know, when Lucas hit that 3, he basically did a lap of honor around Moby Arena, you know, in celebration, which, you know, I know some people didn't like. To me, fair play. If you hit that shot, you can kind of do whatever you want. But I'm also going to guess some folks on that CSU roster maybe watch that celebration, you know, in the last 12 hours or so, and kind of have that in their minds as well. So, yeah, it kind of a fun little subplot on the mental battle of this game because of that.
Yeah, I would imagine that's a little extra motivation. Not that you need a lot, but again, we already know. I mean, the Rams are in; they're going dancing. That's the first. That's the most important thing. So if you need a little extra oomph, you know, finding that motivation, it might be looking back at how Lucas handled his business at the end of that one.
Yeah, I mean, these are competitors, and you know, he beat you with, you know, one of the shots that, you know, will probably be one of the most memorable from college basketball season. So no doubt there's some guys that are motivated to try and stop him in this one.
Yeah, I would imagine so. What, as far as the matchups go, you know, you look at, again, that tight game there. They lost 77-74. The game before that, that was early in the Mountain West schedule, I think like game 6. That was a tougher one for Colorado State. Nevada ended up rolling away with that one 77-64. I mean, you had a guy like Jalen Lake who played pretty well, but outside of that, I mean, Josiah Strong had a decent game, but nobody was really lighting up the scoreboard for him when they only scored 64 points.
Yeah, exactly. CSU really struggled in that game. That was, like you say, early in league play when CSU was kind of at its biggest struggle all around, and they just never really got unstuck in that game, didn't start it very well. I think that's maybe going to be a biggest thing, is just start this game well. You know, I'm not saying you have to go lead at half, you know, by 15 at halftime, but, you know, have a good first 5 minutes, get some confidence, you know, see if you can cause some problems. And, yeah, you're going to need, you know, we know Isaiah Stevens and Joel Scott are probably going to be decent, but you do need, whether it's, you know, Strong or Lake or Palmer or some combo of them, to have a decent day for you.
How concerned are you about the three-point shooting with Colorado State? Because, again, what we always see in March Madness, Kevin, is a lot of times teams that do something kind of crazy, it's when they're just absolutely on fire.
Yeah, I mean, it is concerning. I think there's definitely some guys that, you know, just don't have a lot of confidence. You know, maybe Joe Palmer hitting some, gets some of that going, because it can be a contagious type of thing. And the good thing for CSU is once, you know, they get to, you know, the NCAA tournament, they'll be playing a team that doesn't have, you know every single in and out of what they're doing like Mountain West teams do. So that'll help. CSU did end up 32% yesterday, which is, you know, not great, but not terrible. They, like I say, hit a few key ones late. But yeah, I think you need to get a couple guys going at a moderate pace there.
Kevin, my friend, I know we're going to be talking later on. We got Rams Weekly. You'll be joining us via the cellular device, so we'll be looking forward to that. We can break into a few more details. Also, maybe we'll sprinkle this in there. We got CSU spring football starting up next week as well. So, I mean, there's always a lot of stuff to talk about when it comes to these Rams.
Yeah, absolutely. It's becoming a pretty busy time, but really exciting.
Yeah, man. Well, enjoy your time. Enjoy your coverage. Keep rocking it, man, and enjoy these awesome games coming up throughout the day.
Yeah, should be a really fun day.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Colorado State and Nevada going at it 7 o'clock tonight. That will be on CBS Sports Network. The rest of these games, we're going to have to put these on, Angel, at 1 o'clock. We got Fresno State and Utah State starting it for the Mountain West. Utah State is a 12.5-point favorite. Then it's at 3:30 on CBS Sports Network. San Diego State and UNLV. The Aztecs are 4.5-point favorites. And then we know the Rams are the 7 o'clock game. And then the late one, 9:30 tonight, New Mexico and Boise State. This is the one I'm really looking forward to. The Broncos are a 1.5-point favorite in this game. And New Mexico is still in a position where they need to keep winning. They've got to find ways to win. I don't know if they're not in, are they? I don't know if they're in. So they I don't know if they have to win the tournament, but if they can beat Boise State, that would be probably the boost that the Lobos need to get in as far as looking at the bubble. We'll, yeah, what do you got?
This is from Joe Lenardi from about 2 a.m. For teams that are out without a win, he has Colorado there. UNLV is a win here and then win again versus San Diego State.
Okay, so UNLV's got to get into the championship. Where's New Mexico? Does he have New Mexico on there?
He has New Mexico as a first four out team.
If they win, are they in, do you think? Or doesn't have that listed?
Doesn't have it in those categories.
So, okay, there you go. If you're New Mexico, you got to win this game. And then maybe that's not enough. 11:50. Let's take a break. I'll wrap up hour number one. The Avs get another nice win. Both Ball Arena teams are smoking hot. Welcome back, Val Nichushkin. He has been something else since he got back with this team. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Want to win $1,000 this year? Keep it here to find out how to enter KFKA's Bracket Challenge, presented in part by Summit Spas Windsor and Fort Collins.